right end, had passed the line of scrimmage, passed the first down marker, and is run out of bounds after about a 9-yard gain. We'll see where they spot him out of bounds. It's going to be a yard beyond the first down marker, a 9-yard gain, forced out of bounds by Brad Hacker of Cass City. Move the chains for the Bearcats, stopping the clock with 7:46 left in the first half. Cass City leading 14-0.
That's been the lone play that the Bearcats have had success with. They had an early run up the middle that was pretty good, and after that, the plays where Jeffrey Wright has taken it to the outside have been their best plays. He got out to the outside. That time, nobody home. Brad Hacker, a junior, Cass City really likes as their other defensive back, comes all the way over from the other side of the field to make the tackle.
And it's a handoff through the middle to Roman Welton. He gets out to the 45-yard line, brought down by Jade Personowski, the man who seems to be everywhere on that field. A 2-yard gain, second down, 8 yards to go for the Bearcats.
A tough run there by Roman Welton. Really, he stood up at the line of scrimmage, and just pure strength gets him 2 yards on a play that could have gone for nothing.
7:20 before halftime. Cass City 14, Ubley nothing. Bearcats on offense. This is their fourth offensive drive of the night. T formation working off the right hatch, right to left across your radio in their black uniforms. Wright hands it off to his second option in the backfield. He's lunging forward out to the 49-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Roman Welton on the carry. Third down and manageable, about third down, 4 yards to go.
Again, another nice 3-yard run. Not a lot of running room, but the power of Roman Welton gets him a couple extra yards to turn it into a decent gain. Brings up third down and manageable, about 4 yards to go.
First down marker is at the Cass City 47-yard line. Ubley's at their own 49. T formation in the backfield. And a handoff to the left side. Getting close to that first down marker. Going to be short by a yard. Roman Welton, your ball carrier again. Sir Cathrell on the carry, or on the stop, I should say, sets up another fourth down. This time, 1 yard to go for the Bearcats.
Yeah, and this time they're going to go for it again, but don't expect them to attack the outside of the field this time. It failed once. They're probably going to go right into the teeth of the defense, Clark. Probably Roman Welton in this case. Derek Brown hasn't touched yet in this drive. If it's not Roman Welton, the best play for them has been Jeffrey Wright keeping it to himself.
And Wright keeps it for himself. And from my eye, from my perspective, it looks like he has it by a half of a yard. And this will be a new set of downs for the Bearcats, brought down by Shade Personowski. Wright with a 1 yard gain, enough for a first down.
Very Tom Brady-like on that play. You need 1 yard. Your offensive line knows the snap count. You get on the right side or the left side of your center, depending on how the D-line is lined up. In this case, he went on the left pocket of his center, and as soon as he got the ball, he falls forward and gets a first down. A great play there. Good job by Jeffrey Wright to read the defense, and a first down for the Bearcats.
Wing T to the right, and there's a pitch out to Derek Brown, getting back in the action. He's shedding tacklers and all the way rumbles down and dives out to the 42-yard line, brought down by Brad Hacker for a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 yards to go.
Yeah, that play all Derek Brown. It's a pitch out to him.
4-yard gain.
Parker Hare had a chance at him, but that just shows you the speed of Derek Brown as he gets around that tackler and gets up the field, and a nice tackle by Brad Hacker. Otherwise, it's a huge gain for the Bearcats.
Line of scrimmage is at the 43-yard line. Second down, 6 yards to go for the Bearcats. 5 before halftime. Wing T to the right. Wright is under center. And it's a handoff right through the middle. He's out for the running. Has the first down across the 35-yard line. Derek Brown finally brought down at the 32-yard line by Mason Erla. Move the chains for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that time Derek Brown right through the middle. A couple run plays to the outside has kind of expanded the Cass City defense just a little bit. This time they go a quick dive right to Derek Brown. He explodes through that defensive line. And once you get past those linebackers, those really good linebackers of Cass City, you're up into that backfield, and that leaves Brad Hacker and Mason Earl on an island to make a tackle. Fortunately, they did for Cass City, but a big first down for the Bearcats.
An 11-yard gain, and here the same exact play, the same exact result. He's down to the 20-yard line from the 33. It's a 13-yard gain, move the chains, and brought down again by Mason Erla.
And one thing I love about an offensive coordinator like Bill Sweeney, if he gets a big play on a gain, there is nothing different coming, folks. The same play is coming again, and I would not be surprised if he dials up it a third time in a row.
Well, when the tables are hot, you keep playing them.
Well, if it ain't broke, you don't fix it. You keep going right at them. We found a weakness. Attack them until they adjust.
Same formation, working off the right hash. First and 10 from the Kansas City 20-yard line. And it's a handoff to number five, Nathan Keller. And he gets caught in the backfield by a yard. And now second down, 11 yards to go. Less than four to play in this first half. 14-0 Kansas City over Ubley.
And Nick Perry getting credit for that tackle for loss for the Kansas City defense. Finally, a couple of quick hitters go for big gains for the Bearcats. Finally, Kansas City and Nick Perry stop, shut the door on him, making bring up second and long. 11 to go.
This drive has covered over 50 yards in 5 minutes off the clock. They start at their own 32-yard line. Bearcat offense on the field. A handoff right through the middle. This one went nowhere fast.
There's that quick dive play that Derek Brown just had two big, long gains on. This time goes for no gain.
And Nick Perry on the tackle. No gain, third down, 12 yards to go.
Third and long for the Bearcats as we come close to that three-minute mark. Kansas City Redhawks lead 14-0 here on the road in this opening game of the districts. But the Bearcats driving, get a chance to make it one score.
T formation, Jeffrey Wright, senior quarterback, under center. Looking to pass, rolling to his right, now looking to his left, and throws it to Roman Welton. Hits him in the hands, double coverage. Sawyer Cuthrell was coming to cover and heard footsteps, incomplete pass. Now fourth down, and 11, maybe 12 yards to go.
No question about it, Roman Welton will want this pass back. He has to make this play, but the throw had a lot of air under it, and that gave the opportunity for number six, Sawyer Cuthrell, in his zone to come sprinting up and hit the receiver, Welton, on the play. That ball was thrown with a little bit more speed. There's no question Welton catches the ball and then has the ability to find the defender to make a miss. Play took a little too long, and in this case, Cuthrell gets in there to break up the pass, and now it's fourth down for the Bearcats.
And we have a timeout called by Cass City as Ubley brings two men outside for the first time tonight with 2:43 before halftime. It's Cass City 14, Ubley nothing, but the Bearcats are knocking on the door. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brake shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Hey, good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Kansas City leading Ubley. Ubley has a fourth down, 11 yards to go from the Kansas City 21-yard line. Other scoring updates, Ithaca leads Vassar sometime in the first half, 7-0.
Deckerville also leads Peck 16-0. That's in the first half as well.
Two wide to the right for the Bearcats, two men in the backfield. Jeffrey Wright is under center facing a fourth and 11. Looking back to pass, here comes the pressure, and it's a screen pass to the left to Derek Brown, and he cannot bring it in, incomplete. And the third turnover of downs for Ubley on the night gives the ball back to Kansas City, and Ubley still scoreless.
It's not the position the Bearcats want to be in. They love to run the football. 3 yards and a cloud of dust is their theme. That's what they like to do. So when you get them in fourth down, 10 yards to go, and force them to throw the football, that's a place they are uncomfortable. However, Jeffrey Wright has the ability to throw the ball and make up on those plays. Unfortunately, that screen pass, well designed. They brought in a ton of defenders. The ball was right there. Just dropped. He was looking ahead for the defender instead of making the catch first.
It's a handoff on first and 10 to Sir Cuthrell. He's across the 30-yard line and all the way brought down to the near sideline at the 33, brought down by Roman Welton.
That's very close to a first down, too, Clark.
And they're going to give it to him. Move the chains for Kansas City.
2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Kansas City 14-0 lead with the football in their own zone.
It was a 12-yard gain for Sawyer Cothrell on first down. Brings up another first down.